Joining us for the plays of the week, Scott Zolak, joined by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And coach, big win down in Dallas, 30-6. Let's figure out why we got to that point.
Well, one of the most important things in the game was our field position. And we did a good job when we kicked the ball of covering it, creating good field position. We also got some good field position in the return game. So here's a big punt by Ryan and Matt Slater coming down, making the tackle, you know, inside the 15-yard line. 62-yard net, so really, you know, swung the field position, you know, in our favor, big time.
Sure, little things. And not only, you know, him kicking, Steve kicking, and also guys like Danny Amendola catching the ball on the sideline, getting you 12 extra yards.
Yeah, that was really a good play. You know, here's another kickoff right before the half. You know, Dallas brings us out, and you see we've got about, you know, eight guys inside the 15-yard line. This is Brandon King coming in from the outside. Bolden, you know, playing off this block here. And a lot of good coverage here, running by guys on the front line. Being physical with the wedge and, you know, gang tackle inside the 15-yard line. I mean, you love to see that.
That's a nice job by King, too, just being activated recently by you guys.
Yes. Yeah. So here's the same play from the end zone. You can see this will be King coming down here. He's the second man in from the outside right there. Coming underneath and making the play. This is Brandon Bolden here with the pink sleeve. Playing off the wedge, separating off the block, making the tackle. So, you know, great coverage, gave us a lot of good field position. That was really important for us in the game.
Nice having two kickers that can do what they do.
Well, this is a big play before the half for us. We have good field position here, and Sheard really sets this series up with a good power rush over Leary. Ends up working back inside and making a sack on Whedon, being able to take advantage of good field position and then, you know, convert that into points. You know, Sheard's played a lot on the outside of Cleveland. He basically just played one spot, and that was the end on the defensive left side, but, you know, he's moved inside, he's worked at both ends, and, you know, he's given us a lot of production in a big game for us against Dallas.
He's not an oversized guy, and you look at the size of the Dallas offensive line, that's great leverage right there, getting up through the pads. Wow.
He's a very explosive and powerful player, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, offense.
Yeah, so after the sack, we get the ball back. It's a good job right here. You know, Tom's stepping up in the pocket, our tackles, you know, blocking the edge rushers up the field. Tom stepping up, hitting Edelman over the middle. So a couple extra yards, the sack. In this case, Edelman, after he makes the catch right there at midfield, you know, he's able to, you know, get about another, you know, 9, 10, 11 yards out of it and puts us in position for the 57-yard field goal.
He also is a grinder. You know, really keeps the play alive for Tom there, too. And that's they were on you guys pretty good throughout the course of the game.
Our offensive line did a good job on plays like this. This is Josh Klein and Andrews kind of clean in the pocket there. And I know you love that, Scott, as a quarterback, being able to step up and have a nice, clean throwing lane.
Yeah, we don't like guys with the legs. They're definitely not around the ankles and legs. It's nice to see an old guy like Brady, too, move around in the pocket and make some plays.
So that brought up the field goal opportunity after the sack and the punt return, and then the pass to Edelman, 57-yard field goal. You know, big play, momentum play before the half.
And that's a ball, too, that, you know, you guys got to be stout up front because you've got to drive that ball. You really can't get under it as much as you can.
Right.
You've talked about that before with Steve. He elevates the ball pretty quickly, right?
He does. He gets it up very well, and you know, our offensive line did a good job on – we've had good field goal protection. And then, of course, this is the touchdown pass to Deion. So with it being 13-3, we take the second half kickoff, come down, drive it down, and, you know, really great run here by Deion. He goes under Church, breaks the tackle by Crawford there. You know, White can't get him. Wilcox is a little bit late coming over. But really, you know, a heck of a play by Deion to get that ball in the end zone. Good run.
Not the greatest throw either, but, you know, he makes the fantastic
catch.
You know, and sometimes that turns him around and gets him set. But great effort.
You know, and then this is really another good team defensive play. You know, Witten was a big target for us. Obviously, outstanding players, had a great career. Once again, you know, this is Sheard doing a lot of different things for us. Rushing the pass or stopping the run, you know, jamming Witten before he goes into the rush. So Whedon hits him a pass inside there, and see Jamie does a great job here of anticipating as Witten turns around where the ball is, you know, and he strips it out kind of before Witten can really get it tucked away. Jonathan Freeney's right there on the spot, makes the good scoop on the fumble recovery. You know, a big turnover for us.
That's a big one right there, too, especially with Hightower being down, steps in, gets a lot of reps right there.
Really, it heads up play by Jamie to, you know, anticipate where that ball is going to be and get in there and strip it. And, you know, finally, here's Collins and Sheard again at the top of the screen. Run a, you know, quick game there. So this is Collins as a linebacker, but really a rusher on this play. And Jabal wrapping around behind him. So, you know, our defense did a great. Anytime you only give up 6 points in the National Football League, you got a pretty good chance to win. That's, it was a really good job by those guys.
Yeah, it really goes to show you the work you put in throughout the course of the bye week, too, as far as the moving parts and moving guys around like you did.
So we saw, you know, Sheard line up over the guard a little bit earlier, and here he is, you know, working the game. And again, this is, you know, Zach Martin, you know, one of the best guards in the league, free. I mean, these guys are good pass blockers, and, you know, that's well run. It's good execution.
All right, Coach, I'm going to go back to one play here in the Dallas game. Now, obviously, that's Coach Googe right there on the sideline. Looks pretty good right there. But this is after the Deion Lewis touchdown. Okay, Deion's still excited. You see Jimmy, he gives him some. There's some from White. And then right there, Brandon Bolden. There's this guy right here looking like he wanted to get involved. There's a kind of indecision right there. You got to pick and choose when you want to go.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to get involved in one of those butt bumps there about 3 feet up in the air. I don't think I can do that anymore.
All right, Coach, good stuff.
All right, thanks.
All right, there you go.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.